We're on Tes Amud Beis at the top. Saying, where do we see that a person who wants something that's not his not only loses that, but loses what he has also? The Chemotzinu Benachash HaKadmoni, the original snake. Shenosin Eino B'Masha Eino, he wanted Chava. Masha Eino Roy Lo, Masha Bikesh Lo Nosin Lo, he didn't get what he wanted. Masha Biyodo, not Lumi, and he took what he had. The Nochash was the most advanced form of animal life. Walked on two legs like a human being, and it had chochma like a human being. Still was an animal, right? And he was supposed to be the melech of all the behemoths and chayas. The achshav orhum we call a behemoth, we call chayas asoda. Now he's cursed from all of them, right? Diminished from all of them. Aniyamarti yahalach become a skufa, to walk like on two legs. Achshav al gechoni yelech. Always imagine the nochash kadmoni looking like Mr. Peanut. Aniyamarti yehi macholo michael adam. Achshav offer yochal. I originally planned the nochash should eat like human food, and now he eats what's it called offer. Who Amar Erog is Adam ve'esa eschava? He wanted to kill Adam Arishon by having him be chote and marry Chava. Achshav Eva Oshis beinechu vein ha'isha, beincho vein ha'isha, vein zaracho vein zara. Right now, there's an enmity between the women and the snakes. V'chein motzinu bekayin, v'korach u'bilam v'doeg v'achitofel v'gechozi v'avsholam v'alduniyahu. Uziyahu, Bahaman, all these people, same thing. Shenosnu einem b'masha, eino roi lohem. They all wanted something that wasn't befitting them or wasn't meant for them. Masha bikshu lo nita lohem, masha biyadam not lumehem. Rashi explains each one of them. See Rashi. Nochash HaKadmoni, noson eino b'chava. He wanted chava. Ubo aleho, and he in fact had relations with her, and that's what hitul bo zohama. And that Zoama went away by Matan Torah. V'hainu d'chsiv hanochash hishiani loshen tashmish v'nisuin. Hishiani means he had relations with me. Not lohemenu koma skufa. So everything that he had was taken away from him. He wasn't able to walk upright. Yehei melech shelekachaso arumikol. That's why the Rav Anshim gave the nochash tremendous wisdom. From what he was cursed, you can understand what the opposite was to begin with. Cain wanted the extra. They married their sisters, their twins, and with Hevel there was an extra twin. And Cain wanted that as his wife. V'hainu d'chsiv es achiv es hevel. There's two S's. Shnei esim, shnei ribuyim. So with Cain, es Cain, there's one sister married. With Hevel, there were two sisters born. Okay. Korach ala kahuna. Korach wanted the kahuna, which wasn't for him. And he lost everything. V'nivlan, he was swallowed up. Bilam, the mamono shel bolok with Kal Yisrael. He wanted the money of bolok that wasn't coming to him, in order to make Kal Yisrael. The nerag b'minyan shaholach litlo schar esrim v'arba elef shenoflu miYisrael biatsoso. When he went to get his reward, his payment for the eitzah that he gave of shitim, and 24,000 Jews were lost because of that. He was killed in the milchama of Midian. Doeg. Avir Haroim, the Godl Shabbat Talmidim Hoya. Doeg was one of the greatest Talmidim Hachomim. Viniskana, Bedovid, Shiro, Novon, Dovar, the Ish, Toar, Umareponim, Behalocha, and he was jealous of David HaMelech, who had all these other qualities. Kidachsiv, Hine Roisi, Ben Liishai, Beis Halachmi, and he went and he listed all the enumerated all the milas of David, and the Gemara says that he was jealous of him. He was speaking lashon hara about it. V'omer ba'gada de chelek de chol ha-pasuk hazeh doeg amro b'loshen hara. He didn't say it as he was admiring David, he was jealous of him, and each thing that he said brought out a negative thing about David. Vachitofel noson enov b'melucha. Achitofel wanted to take over. K'da amro b'chelek ra eish yotze me'amaso v'kisover she'osid limloch. He saw in a vision that fire was coming out of his organ, and he thought that was a sign that he was going to be a melech. Umash biyado notli menu lo yechzu yemeim. He didn't live out half of his life. Geichazi b'mamon lo shel Naaman u'mitzora. Geichazi wanted the money that Naaman offered Elisha, and in the end he got saras. Lost everything. Vadonia Bavishag. Right, Adonia wanted Avishag, and Nerag, in the end he was killed. The Uziah Bikahuna. Uziah wanted to act as a Kohen. Right, Vatsaraz, Zorcha Mitzchok. And he broke out with Tsaraz. Okay. So all these people wanted something that wasn't meant for them, and they lost everything of their own also. Okay. Biyerech Ischila Beavera. Minani Mile, Ilema Mishum this fellas. Vias Bitnech Tsova. How do you know that the Yerech gets affected first and then the Beten? So if you say, because of the Pasuk, there's another Pasuk that says just the opposite. Vitsov so Bitno Venofli Erecha. First the stomach, then the thigh. Omra Baya ki Layit Layit Chila Yerech, the Hodder Beten. Right? When the curses first the thigh, because that started the Avera first. And then the beten, right? Umaya ki badki kiur chayubadki. However, when a person has swallowed, drinks something, so first it affects their stomach, and then it affects their yerech. So the way that it affects it actually is stomach and then yerech. But the klola is yerech and then beten. Badki beten bereisha v'hado yerech. Biklola namiksiv. I by the klola also says the opposite order. Lats bos beten v'lan pilder yerech. Put the beten before the yerech, even by the klala, not just by the actual maisa. Ahu de moda la kohen de beten bereisha v'hado yerech shelo lahotzi lazo mayim amorim. Right, when we curse her, we curse the yerech for her because that started the avera first. But we let her know that in fact it's going to work the other way. First her beten is going to come, then the yerech. Because otherwise, if it happened the opposite way, she'd say that it wasn't. It obviously didn't happen the way the Kohen said it's going to happen, so people will ignore this and say it was just a coincidence. It wasn't min hashamayim. So this way, just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, right, if he said chatzos, and their clocks were wrong, and it didn't happen, the Makas Bechor is exactly a chatzos, even though in the end it would happen, right, people would say that it wasn't exactly as it was said, and it's not min hashamayim. Okay. Kilayit Uklala hu tchilas mupuranios. The klala is the beginning of the punishment. So when you curse her, you mention the yerech first. Miuki badke mayik yurchayu badke. Shib me'ayim nichnesu tchila umekalkelis osan viachrakach noflus yet le yerech. You drink the water, it affects your stomach first, and then the yerech. Shalola hotzi laz. Shiyomru lo osu kish. Keseder ha'ela, vein puraniyah zu al yodan, right? And it didn't come because of this. It's a coincidence. But therefore, what's it? We tell her that it's going to happen differently. But the curse is they were cursing what you did, and what you did was the yerech started first. Okay, Mishnah. Shimshin halach achar einav, v'fichach nakru plishtim es einav. Shimshin went after his eyes, and therefore, in the end, his eyes were gouged out. By the plishtim, shenemar vayachazu plishtim vayinakru esenov. Avshalom nizgor besaro. Right, Avshalom, what made him be a balgaiva and think that he was fit to rule instead of his father was his nice hair. Lefichach nitla besaro. Therefore, he was hung by his hair. Ulivishabal esu pilagshi aviv. And since he had relations with the 10 pilagshim of David Amelech, lefichach nosnu bo esu lun vios. That's why he was pierced with 10 spears. Shenemar vayasabu asor anoshim no say Kli Yoav. Yoav. Lefish Gonav Gimel Genevos Leiv Aviv. The Leiv Beisdin, the Leiv Yisrael. He fooled three people: his father, Beisdin, and Klal Yisrael. And Rashi explains what. Lefichach Nisku Bo Gimel Shvatim. That's why he was pierced with three staffs. Shenemar Vayikach Shlosh Shvatim Bechapo Vayiskoim Beleiv Avshalom. To finish him off, he put three staves into his heart. The chain leinyan hatova. The opposite is true with good things. Miriam himtina lemoshe shoachas shenemar vatitzase vachosom irachok v'fichos nisakfula Yisrael zayin yomim b'midbar. Miriam waited, what's it called, a short amount of time to see what was going to happen to Moshe Rabbeinu when he was put into the water. And therefore, the whole Klal Yisrael waited for her in the midbar when she became Mitzora. Shenemar, the Ha'am, this week said, Rav'am lo nosad heyosef Miriam. Yosef zochel likbar es aviv, ve'ein be'echov gadol mimenu. Yosef gave his father the covet of going and burying him. Shenemar, v'ayal Yosef likbar es aviv, v'ayal imo gam rechev gam parashim, ki mi lanu gadol mi Yosef shalom sasik bo elamosher. And Yosef was zochel because of that. That who was Osik in his kvura? Moshe Rabbeinu. Didn't finish it off, but he was Osik in it the entire 40 years. He supervised the Aron of Yosef. Moshe Zocha Ba'atzmos Yosef. Moshe took care of Yosef. Ve'en b'Yisrael gadol mimenu, shenemra v'ikach Moshe Zatzmos Yosef imo, mi gadol imoshe shlom sasik bo el ha-mokum. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Zocha that the Rabbanu Shel Olam himself took care of his burial. Shenemra v'yikbro so begai, lo al Moshe b'lvad amro elo kol atzadikim shenemer v'holich lefonav tzidkecha kivod Hashem yashatecha. Not only Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Rabbanu Shem is also in the levai of all the old tzadikim. Get to Rashi. Shimshon holach achar einov kidiyolif lekamon. The Gemara is going to show where that happened. Al esher pelagshi aviv kidichsiv b'sefer Shmuel. Vayazov Esher Noshim Pilagshim Lishmor Abayis. David Amelech, when he left 10 Pilagshim, and Avshalom had relations with them. The Lunvios Chanisos, their spears. Leiv Ovi Vele Bezdin, Dechsiv Elcha No Vashalmo Es Nidori. Avshalom, when he went to make his coup against David HaMelech, so he went and he went under the guise of bringing a neder, making a carbon, and he wanted other people to come with him. Uksiv es Avshalom holchu with es Avshalom holchu masayim ish kruim v'holchim letumam. He got 200 people to come with him innocently, who didn't know what he was going to declare himself king. How did he get those 200 people to come? And these people were all Rashi Sanhedrials. They were the Gedolei Yisrael. The Amrinan, the Besota Yerushalmi, Kruim Midovid. David HaMelech sent them with him. Right? What happened? Shal Yedei Mitzvahs David Holchu Imo. Omer Lo Ksovli Shiyechu Imi Osen Shnayim She'evchar. He went to his father and he said, give me a ksav, right? Give me a note that says that you command any two people that I want to take with me to be my neder should go with me. So David HaMelech gave him a thing that two people should go with him. So he went and showed it to two people, they went. Then he showed it to another two people and they went. Until he had 200 people with him. V'hayimara, right, chosmo shel David, lishnayim, v'holchim acharov, v'chein lishnayim acherim, ad shekines mosayim, the kulan roshi sanhedrios, Hari Leiv Aviv, the Leiv Beisdin. So you see that he fooled his father and he fooled the Beisdin. They went, they followed him thinking that David HaMelech said everybody should go with him. The Leiv Anshe Yisrael, Dechsiv, Bekerav Ish Lishtachavos, Uksiv, Mi Yisimeni Shofet Ba'aretz, Uksiv, Vayignov Avshalom, as Leiv Anshe Yisrael. Right? And he used to stand there and say that if I would be the leader, I would really be able to take care of you properly. And he fooled them into thinking they were just thinking that he was stam, you know, what's it called, being nice. But Lamais, in the end, he wanted to usurp and overthrow David HaMelech's Melucha. The Ein Be'echov Gadol Mimenu Shehoya Melech. Yosef was the greatest of the brothers because he was the Melech. since he went and buried his father and gave his father that cover that the Godel Sheba Achim buried him, right? He got the same thing back. He also was buried with great people. Moshe Rabbeinu buried him. Mi lanu leinyan kavod kvura likvar bigdolim gadol miYosef shelo nisasik bo ela Moshe. Who got the kavod that Yosef got, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself busied himself with his kvura. Shu gadol biYisrael veein biYisrael gadol mimenu harei shu amida shemoda likvar as Yosef al yedei gadol bo modulo shein gadol bechvodo kavur mi Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu got the greatest covet that the Rabban Hashem buried him. Okay, Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Shimshon be'einav morad. Shimshon rebelled against the Rabban Hashem through his eyes. Shenemar v'yom Shimshon al aviv osa kachli ki hi yishara be'einai. He went after his eyes that he take this goyish or this plishti woman. That's why in the end his eyes were gouged out by the plishtim. Shenemar vayachazu plishtim vayinakru seinov. All of this was min hashamayim. The Rabbanu Shel Olam pushed him to marry this goya in order they should be able to he should be able to start up with the plishtim. Ki ozal miya boser yashru se ozal enachrami. The Rabbanu Shel Olam directed it, but his intention was to go after his eyes. Person still has free choice, even though the Rabban Hashem pushes a person the way that he wants him to go. So person is judged according to their intention. And Shimshon didn't do it l'shem shamayim. He did it because his eyes tempted him with these women. Tanya Rebbe Omer, Tchilas Kilkulo Ba'aza, Lefichach Loka Ba'aza. Since his first downfall of going after his eyes and marrying these women was in Aza, that's why he was in the end killed in Aza. Tchilas kilkula ba'Aza d'chsi v'yela Shimshon azosa v'yarshom isha zona. Okay, fichach loka ba'Aza d'chsi v'yeridu oso azosa. Where it says v'chsi v'yerid Shimshon kimnasa tchila, right? So what's it called? He went to Timna first and married a woman there. Gemara says no. Tchilas kilkulo mi ba'azoya. The woman he married in Timna was fine. There was nothing wrong with that. But the kilkul, the first thing he did was wrong, was in Aza. Vayhi achreichin vayehav isha benachal sorek v'shma Delila. Right, then he married another woman, Delila. She was the one who caused his downfall. Tanya Rebbe Omer ilmole nikra shma Delila ru'u yehoisa shetikra Delila. Even if her parents didn't call her Delila, she was fit to be called Delila. The name fit. Dildala es kocho, she diminished his power. Dildala es libo, she diminished his heart. Dildala es maisov, dildala es kocho deceiv. Vayoser kocho me olav. When she cut his hair, he lost his strength. Dildala es libo deceiv. Atera Delila, ki higid la es kol libo. Right, the maisa she saw that this time Shimshon a few times told her lies of what gave him his strength, and now he told her the truth, and she saw what that this was coming from his heart. Dildalas maisa distalik shchina mina. Then she diminished his maisa, that the shchina went away from him. Dichsiv v'hu lo yada ki Hashem sar me'olav. Right, so we didn't know after his hair was cut and he lost his strength that the Rabban Hashem was no longer with him. Vatera delila ki higid lo es kol libo. She saw that this time he told her really what was in his heart, meaning the truth. Minoya, how did she know this time he wasn't lying? Right? Before she saw that he lost his strength, she knew already from the beginning, right, that this is the truth. Amrav Chanin, Amrav Nikorin Divrei Emes. Right? You can tell some, if you can tell sometimes something is true, that you can feel it out that that's taka the truth. Abaya Omer Yoda ki ba'oso tzadik de lo mapik shem shemayim levatola. She knew because here he mentioned shem shemayim, and she knew that he never mentioned shem shemayim for levatola, and therefore if it was a lie he wouldn't have mentioned God's name. So it must have been the truth. Kiven de Omer nizir Elohim ani right? Omra hashda vade kushtika omar. He mentioned Rabban Shom's name in the story. He was telling her that why, where he get his strength from his hair, so she knew that he was telling the truth. Vayehi ki tzikalo bidvoreho, right? Kol hayomim vatal tsehu, right? When she bothered him constantly to tell her the secret of his strength, so vatal tsehu, ma vatal tsehu, how did she finally force him to tell her the truth that at the end, the climax of their Maisa Bia, she pulled away from him, and what's it called, person's Taiva Rashi says is strongest then, and that's how she convinced him to tell her the truth by what's it called, tempting him that she won't finish the Maisa Bia unless he tells her the truth. The Ato Hishomri no Valtishti Yain Vesheikhar Valtokli Koltome. This is going back before Shimshim was born. Right? The Malach told his mother, don't eat Dover Tome. My Koltome, the Suad Hash to Dvorin Tmeim Koachla. She ate things that were also. Right? Dover Tome. Over here, Tomei means what's also to a Nazir. Until now, she could drink wine. But now, or anything else that came from the wine. But now, she was warned to herself, what's it called, keep the halachas of Naziris. Right? That when Shimshon, what's it called, was dying of thirst, so the Rabban Shem made water come out of the jawbone of the chamor. Om Reb Yitzchok Devei Rebbe Rebbe Yami Hu Eva L'dov L'fichach Nitluchaya B'dover Tomei. Since he went after Tomei women, in other words, women who were usher to him, right, Goyim, so the Rabban Shem made his life depend on something Tomei from the jawbone of the chamor. That's where his water came from. Vatochel ruach Hashem, Omer of Chama Bar Chanina, Cholson of Uaso Shal Yaakov Avinu. This is where Heichel ruach Hashem. This is where the nevuah of Yaakov Avinu took effect. Deceive, Yehi Don Nochash Al Derech. Don, from Don will come somebody who's like a snake on the path, who will, what's it called, who will vanquish his enemies, and that's what Shimshon began to fulfill the nevuah of Yaakov. The fam of Machne Don. Om Rabbi Yisrael Devei Rabbi Malamed Shehoisa Shechina Mekashkeshes Lefon of Kizug. The Shechina preceded him like a bell. Ksiv Hocha Lefam O B'machne Don Uksiv Hosom Pamon V'riba Bein Tzora U'bein Eshtol. Om Ravasi Tzora V'Eshtol Shnei Horim Gedolim Hayu. Tzora and Eshtol were two big mountains. The Okron Shimshon V'tochna Zebezeh. And Shimshon took these two mountains with his strength and ground them one with the other. Who Yochalo Shias Israel. Okay, we'll continue for you tomorrow. Let's do Rashi. The Einov Morad, Al Yedei Einov Morad Beboro. He rebelled against the Rabban Shom because of what he saw with his eyes, the women. Kimi Hashem Hu. The Rabban Shel Olam pushed him to have to go after these women in order that he should be able to have a excuse to destroy the Plishtim. Deceive Vayerit Shimshon Timnasa Vayarsham Isha Mibnos Plishtim Vatita Beine Shimshon the Maisa Shel Zu Shebetimnas. Called him the Maisa Zushal Azu. Why do you say Kilkula Ba'aza first when he had another woman in Timnas before that? Zemara says Tchilas Kilkula Miha Ba'aza Havi. He did Timnas Lav Kilkulu Kulehai. Shalakulo the Isha Veloboa Lebiznus. First one, even though she was a Goya, but he married her. Right? At least it wasn't as bad as two things. Biznus and what's it called, and she was a Goya. Mashma here is better to marry a Goya than to live with her biznus. That's l'chora, the Isser, right? The real Isser is only marrying from the Shiva So'amim, at least. So, no, exactly what it means. So the whole thing was his kavana. So here there were two bad kavanas. One, it wasn't to a wife, and it wasn't even somebody who was fit to be a wife. Shedildala Okra. she uprooted, diminished. Kemo avnei har shedildalu. Mora speaks about what's it called by Avodah Zarah, if you have stones that were uprooted from a mountain. Mino yada halo kama k'zavim omerla. Right, and told her a lot of lies to begin with. What gave him his strength? Kodel nachin. How did she know this time he was telling the truth? He didn't yet lose his strength. So how did she know before that this was the talk of the truth? Nikor and divrei emes, miskablin umishyashvin, right? Udvorim alofaneim. So you can see if something is true that it's miskabel and it seems to make sense. Ros osaro gadol velohaya shosiyayin. She saw that this made sense. Made it, what's it called? It was reasonable. That's how she knew it was true. Vatal seyu loshin docha. She forced him. Right? She nagged him until she forced him to tell her the truth. Right? Docha kumatsuka. B'shas gemar bia taivas ha'adam aruba. The time of Gmar Bia, she pulled away from him and wouldn't go back until he told her the truth. Dvorim ha-hamurim le-nazir, ha-surim le-nazir, mishris anovim, his mother was asur also to drink and eat things that are asur to a nazir before she gave birth to him. Mishris anovim, kigol nazir, sheshora anovim b'mayim, v'chein v'yesh b'hem tam yayin, so these are things that are also to a nazir. She's not allowed to eat them either. Right? Those are things eating, otherwise you're drinking. Machtesh makum kvias hashen is the jaw. Evil the dover tame, Lisa baskelnech, or he wanted something tame, meaning to marry women that are also to him. So he got his life dependent on something tame. Lechi hachamor, the jawbone of the donkey. If it wouldn't have been that the Rabban Shem made the water come out of this jawbone, he would have died from thirst. Ruach Hashem, Ruach Nevua, Sheshor Sal Yaakov. Right, Hochel began to take effect the Nevua that Yaakov had, that somebody would come from Dan to save Klal Yisrael. The Shechina went like a bell before him to accompany him wherever he went. He had the Shechina with him. Okay. Yeah, but they were Jewish. No. Melech for sure is allowed to marry a woman who's a Pilegish. Even it could be a regular person if you have a Pilegish too. Yeah, but those Jews. Huh? Whether those are exactly where it was, but it's around that area, that's for sure.